since Shavuos is around the corner. So I'll talk a little bit about Berachos Torah. So Baker is skip the whole first part. I'm skipping. I just if you're busy, if you're bored in Shavuos, you got something to do. So I want to talk about Hefsek or his bays in the Shir. Hefsek Berachos Torah, which in the get always the Shaila about Berachos Torah. Shavuos morning. Okay, it's like this. So there's a big shayla of shaynim. You do a machlekes of shaynim. Is shina a hafsik at Berachos Torah? So chiddur bein time is guy wakes up in the middle of the night. He wants to learn. He doesn't make Berachos Torah because Berachos Torah is like Berachos Shachar. That partners you from morning to morning. Meila, you know, you slept 8 hours a night and you woke up before Alois and sleep early, still you don't have to make a brach. The shita of the Rosh, Kidua, is that no, choose the Rosh, Amashkin, Mulmoy, you have to make it those day, Roshiyatz, etc., and Birchas Atayr. There's also in the Psakim over there in Brachas, in Aleph, he says, there the Rosh is even more. Ila fil yashin b'yayin, shinas keva, you have to make a bracha. Right? Because it's a hafsik. It's a hafsik. And he says, the b'nei adam shogilim tom milaskim b'tayra, here, afil kishiyetz l'maskeyim, emarim, laskim sechayim, k'nei laksa l'lumayim, the guy goes to work about the, his mind is still in his learning, he's only willing to go back. Tomedait malimudam lechashiv hafsig leim bracha. Lechein mom belayla layla lachar yaim. It's very important. This what I'm reading over here. Lechein mom belayla layla hari lachar yaim. If you learn at night, you don't make a new bracha. The night follows the day. Meinsoch bar calls man shlo yash yishan. Lechein mishurag alishin beyaim shinis kev amitasai have hafsig zarach lansel baruch. The guy takes a nap every minute. Darn, shinas kava. Seems a half hour, an hour, whatever shinas kava is. He has to make a new bracha going to the rosh. Going to the rosh. And who's going to pass the rosh? And as they say, don't leave now. Just out of the shit. Okay. So that's the sheet of the rosh. Now, which Derech Agav, the Rosh said that the Daitim al Skeim, the Chalim says shtickle pitbook, you know, Lachlan Meis, the Magvam brings it down. That what happens if, let's say, the guy is not Daitim al Limudai? Yeah? He makes a brach in the morning, goes to work, and he's not that every time there's a couple minutes, you know, he's pulling out a sefer. The Agav did that also. Then when he comes to home at night, he goes to Dafyai Mishir. Yeah? So Chayra, before the Rosh, there was a lot of hafsik there. It wasn't Daitai Ali Mudai. So Chayra, technically before the Rosh, and before the Magen Avraham, it should come out that the guy has to make another bracha when it comes to Afyayim Mishir at night. Mais and Minig is not like that, but it's just Ha'ara that, it's really not Pasha La'alacha, they shouldn't have to make a bracha. It's really not Pasha. Tough. Upon him, that's an aside.
Isn't that the result?
What?
It's because he didn't learn
anything
more
after this. No, he did learn. He said to Yerach. He said, he learned then. But the Rosh is saying that what you do after is a hafsik. It's like Shin is a hafsik. He means going about your business is also a hafsik. Yeah?
So then if you sleep during breakfast,
you
should wake up for a
second. So,
regular
breakfast. Again. Now. Okay. So. What?
Shouldn't anything
be hafsik?
If you stop going.
As long as. No, so that's what Rosh says. You died on the Mudar. So. See, also not the order, I got a bad time. A guy, you know, wakes up, whatever. When he wakes up, whatever. Then, you know, if he wakes up, right? And then he goes, you know. Goes here, goes there, wherever he goes, we're not going to discuss that either. Then, you know, at night he has little guilt feelings, you know, so he goes to the local kailo, you know, to open open a Gemara to fall asleep on the Gemara. Yeah. So Shail is the guy like that. He also might have to make another problem. All right, but that's not what I want to talk about. The thing I want to talk about is sleeping. The Maisa like this. Reis Yosef brings down that most of Shem agree with the Rosh. Shein is absent. Even Shein is kevah, but Yaim is absent. Yeah. Now he brings down that the Augur says. The Augur. One was Nehem, I don't remember his name. One was Shem, Rish. That says that his father, the minute of his father was not to make a bracha after Shinas Keva B'yayin. V'chein roi lasais, k'am meikil b'brachais, b'mokim shesh machlaikis, harez alayhipsi. That's what the Beis Yosef calls Shem the Augur. K'am brachas enim achvis. In fact, the Beis Yosef, he says, Hare brought down before, but in the Rosh, Mer Simcha, Maram, everyone holds Shin is a hefsek. Yeah? Yeah? In Cain, what's this Hanoga of the father, and what's the son, the Matzdik, the Minim, this is the father's Minim? He says, Efsher, the time of, a funny terror to the base Yosef, because if you're a Beren Tam, even Shin is Lila is not a hefsek. So we don't all look at Beren Tam though. Right? We all, if you mock them, we all wake up in the middle of the night, you have to make a bracha. We don't all get married in town. Yeah? So now, Zuck basically, we don't all get married in town. Since you're married in town, holds even Shinus Lila is not a hefsek. See, no, we don't all get married in town. Back upon them, Shinus Kevin Beyoin, we're not going to make a bracha. You know, Chayyim Manushav. I mean, we don't all get married in town. And the Shain Ranam Machal between Shinas Kev B'yayim and Shinas Kev B'layla. The Rosh that says that Shin is a hefsek is even B'yayim. Yeah? So, this Pshara is a funny Pshara of the base guys.
I mean, we know
in the Rishonim that the base guys is handling, we have Shinas Ben Tam that even Shin B'layla is not hefsek. The Rosh holds even Shin B'yayim is a hefsek. So, where's this chiluk? Where's this chiluk? So he says, so what's the suffix? He says the suffix, therefore it's kedai not to make a bracha. What's the suffix? Where's the suffix? He says, no, since the Ben Tam is even nice, at least the Gavi Yayim, we're going to be chayish Ben Tam. By Yayim, we're going to be chayish Ben Tam. It's a funny pshat. Already,
the suffix can be used by David, you have to go over
the Rosh B'yayim. Hello? We learned the sugya now. It's not like, aren't we? The mesopik is because it's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, but Shinus Kevah B'yayin. That's what mesopik. Where's this? It wasn't Tils Daimah doing anything. Tils Daimah doing anything. Now, there is a Shmer Leket. Shmer Leket means down B'shem Ravina Victor Katz. Kain Tzedek. That Ravina Victor Kain Tzedek says like this. That he says, Shina B'yayin, Kivan the Asalishan, Yais Mashinas Hashus. You know, I'll sleep during the day only Gashinas Hashus, which is not very much. According to some Jesus, it's like a couple minutes, whatever. So he says, it's not like Choshev Keva Kulahai, Leah's Hefsik. The Yayin Stamilav Lashina Kai. The night was meant to sleep, but Ivra Lelia El Lashinsa, the Gemara in Erevin says, but the day is not meant to be sleeping. The day is meant to be productive. By night, it's meant to sleep. So Mela, oops. So Mela, this could be, this is Svara, and maybe that's the Pshat in the Augur. That's the Pshat in the Augur. And the Augur is the father of the Augur. The father of the Augur said, Bashina B'yayim, you don't make a bracha. Even though the Rosh says even Shin B'yayim do make a bracha, so why is saying this suffering? Teretz says he didn't mean the Rebbein Tam. We're not chayish Rebbein Tam. We don't bask like Rebbein Tam. Elamai, but there's a sheet of the Rebbein Victor Katz that says that Shin B'yayim is not called keva because you're not meant to be asleep during the day. Mameila, B'yayim we chayish for that sheet. And Mamma said even the Rosh that says that Shina's Kevah B'yayim is hafzik. He says, L'chein, Mishirag Elishan B'yayim, Shina's Kevah Almitasai, have a hafzik. Mishirag, it sounds like even the Rosh the guy that made his day his day night. He's rabba. But normally it's talking not a normal thing. A guy that one time goes to sleep, even to the rosh, maybe not, because it's talking not a normal thing. The guy that was Mahabach the Yitzchus, he made his day tonight. So man, a guy like that, the rosh says they make sibrach. Oh. Now, in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Mem Zayin, in Alvi Beis and Gimel, all these halachas are brought down over there. Shinas Kabbayim Tassari, have a hefsek. First sheet of the Mechaber. V'yei Shayim Min Lev hefsek. V'chei Nagu. The meaning is not to make a bracha. I told you not to leave. The meaning is not to make a bracha by Shinas Kabbayim. You know, Mishmur says, Mvarach Lehefsek. Shmur says that you could make a bracha if you want. I'm a mevarach lehifsek because the ikar halacha is not like that. As we saw, the ikar halacha is even the Beis Yosef says we pass like the Rosh, the Maram, and the Remeinu Simcha. They all say shinis kevin b'yayin. You make a bracha, but chayish is for the augur, for the tata of the augur that said not to, and therefore the meaning is not to make a bracha. First of all, by Birchus Taira, it's not much of a suffix over here. The whole week is not a suffix. Second of all, Birchus Taira is a raisa. The only thing is on a bracha lapa. Okay? At least maybe one bracha. You have a saying that some say that in the case of suffix, you have to at least say one bracha. So we say, she said bracha, she bracha banu. The Gemara says, ma'ul she brachas, but the beyaz of the raisa. You don't need all three brachas for the raisa. So, akapanim.
What?
If you want to say bracha. What? You're passing to Mishabura? Mishabura says, Mishabura. If you start during the day, you can make a bracha.
Should you make a bracha?
You don't have to. Minig is not. You don't have to. You shouldn't dafka, but if you feel you want to sing praise to Hashem, Torah, they gave us, etc.
Is that
being
part
of your church? No. Now that's it. Sifyud, get out. Your days. The other halacha we saw in the Rosh. After Mamad Balayla, Halayla Oylech Achra Yoyim. Shavar. Vein Tzarech Lachz Lavar Kolz Man Shalay Yashan. This is a very, very important mechaber. It's a machlokes. The Magen Avraham and Rav Feiger how to understand this mechaber, and the nafka min is Shavuos morning. Okay. The Magen Avraham says, again, the Mechaber said, Afim Lom Belayla, Halayla Halach Achra Yayim. So you don't have to make a Birchus Taira Belayla. Hayam Shavu, sorry. The Ein Tzarech Lachz Lavar, Kol Zman Shelo Yashan. So the Magen Avraham, in fact, the Mechaber said, Halayla Halach Achra Yayim, Kol Zman Shelo Yashan, Smashma, the guy stayed up all night, he doesn't make a bracha in the morning, Shelo Yashan. Even though it's ready lois l'shachar, it's a new day. The Mechaber says, "Atche yoshan, alai loch achar yoyim, atche yoshan." The guy stays up forever; he doesn't have to make a bracha. Yeah. So he says, "That's the Magen Avraham daik from the lashon of Mechaber." That Shavuos morning, he says, according to Mechaber, you don't make a new bracha. He says, "Bishlam the fidat tour, it's totally in sleep." So fine, you didn't sleep. But it's interesting. He makes an interesting question. L'didan that we don't make a bracha by shishin b'yayin. So the Magen Avraham is kilo standing. We hold like Rabbeinu Tam. We hold Rabbeinu Tam that shin is not a hefsek. So why do we make a bracha in the morning? Because every day is new day. To make a bracha like Birchas Shachar, you make a bracha every day. Yeah. Sim came, even if you didn't sleep, L'didan, if we don't make a bracha when we sleep during the day, that means we hold Chayish Ben Tam. If Chayish Ben Tam, then if you didn't sleep at night, you should have to make a bracha. Yeah? So it doesn't sound like, why is Mechaber saying Atchi Yasha? That's the Magen Avraham's kasha on the Mechaber. So up there. Oh. That's the Magen Avraham's kash. So Vector Fager, he says he doesn't understand the Magen Avraham b'chlal. Hare This that we say, by Yashem Ayayim, you don't make a bracha, the Makkah is the Beseris, but the Ogre is fine, right? Yeah? Make a bracha Hefsik. In other words, because by the time you mention his Lila is not a Hefsik, so Mel Ayayim, we're going to be making. But, the Beseris is said lahed, yeah? That only machine, you know, that's what we pass like a rush. By Shina Bayayim will be Chayesh Benetam. Right? But by Ikri, the brain says, pass like a rush, that Shina is a Hefsik. And Shina Belayla, we hold Shina Belayla is a Hefsik. Ikri pass like a rush. We're Chayesh Benetam by Shina Bayayim, not to make a bracha, Varcha, Mishan Varcha Yefsik. Yeah? So Mela says, a Krager. So what are you telling me? That therefore, if you hold your man time, you should make a bracha in the morning, even though you didn't sleep. No! But it can be all like the rush. That's Tali and Shina. Mamela, what's your kasha that you should make a bracha in the morning? You didn't sleep. Then feed Rosh, you don't make a bracha. Has that affect the effect of faith? Furthermore, he says.
Then we should make a
bracha
and take a nap.
What? One second. Furthermore, Zogim Feger, what the Magen Avraham is medayim lashon mechaber. Shem nir kol laila, ain tzarich levarach babayker. Zogim Feger, that why? He says achi yashon. Mechaber say again. What does mechaber say? Halayla hayelch achra yoyim. Yeah, ain't not make a bracha. Acha Yasha. So the Magen Avraham mash me even in the morning. He stayed up all night and he didn't go to sleep. So he's in the morning, you don't make a bracha either. So the Kveger. No. Harim Chabas said, Alayla Hal Chachrayay. It's mashma that there's a unit of a day that Alayla is Hal Chachrayay. That means the night, like Bruchas Torah, is part of the day before. But it's mashma is a musik of a day. The only reason why you don't have to make a bracha at night is Laila Chachrayayim. But if the Laila is not Hayil Chachrayayim, then you'd make a bracha by night. No, 1 second. The day is not Hayil Chachrayayim. The day is a Chanu day. Yeah? So if the only reason why you don't make a bracha at night is Laila Chachrayayim, because it's one unit, so the next day, they have to make a new bracha if you're Machab. So Mizin if you didn't sleep. Mizin if you didn't sleep. So what's your Craig is saying? Yeah? What's your Craig is saying? What's Mugaram saying? That until you sleep, you don't make no bracha. So we have a carrot. Machabe says, Laila el Chachrayayim. 1 second, Laila el Chachrayayim. So may the day, which is not Laila el Chachrayayim, you have to make a new bracha. So therefore, Craig says, why don't we consider one day?
It was only one day until you sleep. That's what makes it up.
But it says, Halai Lai
Rachayayim.
What? One second. Say, no, that was Mugram's thing. What did Mugram's thing? So, Kilim says, Zogram Krager, yeah? The Meili says, since the Mugram Avram, in Sim Tov Tzai Dalin, Hilchashuas, Mugram says, that if you're up all night, you make a bracha. So Meili says, liquor. He goes, not like the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham's dig over here, Hashi Yashan. He says, we say, Alayim Chachar Yayim, if I care, until the next day, I have to do bracha. Look at McFager. But Meili says, liquor, he holds that Malach yet make new bracha. And that's a Pichadish, and the Chashuk, all Paskin, he brought up on that, you have to make new bracha. Now, one second. Rabbi Kfeger goes on to say, here goes on to say, that the famous Rabbi Kfeger is moving down. Yeah? Before I go back to answer the Magen Avraham, Kfeger says, what would be if a guy slept during the day, Erev Shavuos, took a kuzum to shlof, shinis keva b'yayim, then he stays up all night. So then, look at Rebbeinu there, manav shach, you have to make a bracha. Because if he the rosh, yeah, if he the rosh, shinis keva b'yayim, he had to make a bracha. If he the Rebbeinu Tam, on the new day, you have to make a bracha. Say him alef shach. You slept, shinis kava, behind. You also, it's the next day. So about the lefin zeh, shuas morning, about the yimchuit make a bracha. Say it, echlami, but the minig is not to make a bracha, shinis kava, behind. But,
if you're
going to
mind the rush, you said you should make a bracha
manushak.
That means you're like without a bracha.
Okay, then anyway, you are going to the rush. Stam drei. A guy took a nap in the afternoon, and a storm. So the rest of the day is not without a bracha. And a chalami. That's what's happening. But the minhag is not to make a bracha. Right, someone tied the batsim, right, that comes out on Shavuos. Most of you learn in Shavuos is without a bracha. Right? Because he took a good shlof Erev Shavuos, he wants to stay up. I mean, the learning the whole night Shavuos was without a bracha. The next morning, you heard Brachas Torah from, you know, the one guy that was married that he slept, And then, hey, right away, you went to sleep for 7 hours, What? And you slap the shins kev b'yai. So even if you're yaitza with the guy in the morning, but ma'isi maybe had no shins kev b'yai. The rest of learning the shavuos, the rest of the day, whatever you're learning is also without a bracha. So on shavuos, you know.
The whole reason why the.
What? Avarach Leibson. What? Echlan? Say? Isn't that? No, so there isn't an Eitzah. There is an Eitzah. There is an Eitzah that Ba'avar Abba, Yishim Chavin, for Brachas Torah. But then, in order for that Eitzah, you have to learn Al Asar, according to some, to show whether Shema helps or not. And therefore, so you know, if you want to do that Eitzah, you should, right after davening, you should learn something. Right after Shemoneh Esrei, you should learn something. And have in mind, Avraham Abba should be Birchas Torah. Then at least the learning by night will be, your whole learning at night will be with the Bracha. Bracha Avraham Abba, Avraham Zayla.
What?
My mind.
Yeah, we said
my
that.
Right?
I'm a Ma'ariv. I said Avraham Zayla. What's the difference? What's the difference? Oh, so you put Asuma Shachris?
Yeah.
No, it's Asuma Meir. Okay, sorry. Asuma Meir. Meir, we say, just Chachris and Avasailam. Okay? And if you have a Chavana then, and right after Shmeneser of Meiriv, you learn, then at least you're learning the whole night, we'll be with the Bracha. So what happens to learning after you slept the next day? Okay, if you want to be sent with the Mishmur of Bracha, if you want to make a Bracha, good day. But I'm not telling you what to say. Al Kapanim, that's the Cheshbon Feg. Oh, Amayis, the Cheshbon is not so Pashit. Feg is Cheshbon. But if you learn the Pshat Al-Pi the Revig the Katz, that says that the reason why Ashina is Keva B'yayim is not called Ashina, that's why we don't make a bracha. So then you lose your previous Cheshbon. It's not because we Chosh Ben Tam. Because we chayish that shinas kev b'yayim is not. So if you that, then you don't have the manor shach. You slept during the day. If you hold the tzad that you're not chayiv, because you don't have the manor shach, then you only have the shalat right now. So al kapanim.
What? Your vidur
kasher has to be without sleeping. Yeah. Now, I just want to make one point that. All right, if you ask the Magen Avraham from the Lashon Mechaber, Lai Lai L'Chachar Yayin. And therefore, the next day is not Lai L'Chachar Yayin. And therefore, if you say, you should make a bracha. Now, the truth of the matter is that the marker of this Lai L'Chachar Yayin was the Rosh that we saw. But the Shail is, so it comes out even with the Rosh, but there's also Shinas that's Mechayiv, and also the new day that's Mechayiv. But the child is, what is this concept of a Laila Hail Chachraya? What does it mean? What's the child? In Reyayna, it's Mavur, that's Zach Batsim. The Gabi Torah, the Laila Hail Chachraya, normally we say, The yom is halachah laila. By brachos we say that laila is halachah yom. Kamei yain in brachos says that. Oh, he says even though normally we go the yom is halachah laila, but he quotes Yushalmi by learning that the laila is halachah yom. Yushalmi says anan agiri the imam anan. We're day workers. Anan yasvina b'yimama uparina b'leilya v'gaya k'waymar mishu sochir ein l'vat malacha yai. And if you mabatel your malacha, you have to make up for it. So also, if we mabatel by day, we have to make up for it at night. Zava. You spend some time, you know, it's a cheshbon. Okay, make cheshbon. How much time you wasted? At night, you're able to fix it up.
What?
Mash and Achim is battling men of Beyayin. Who can my halva? It doesn't say. No, that's why I think Maisa Paisim say, I think, Balacha, the guy has like a kvias, he learns a Bada day, or he learns a Sif Mishbura day, whatever it is, he has his kvias. He didn't do it during the day. Kimashlim, Balayla, based on this Rishalmi, and we see the Gabi Torah, the Laila is Halakach Hayyam. That day. No, I'm talking about. Yeah. Now, that's Ben Yayin. It's going to him, it's not Kazakh. That's him, the Laila is Halakach Hayyam. The day of Torah starts in the morning and finishes the next morning. In the Rashbash, who is the son of the Tashbitz, there's mavur a different vart. I think it might be Muchach in the Rosh, like this Havana of Laila, even the Rosh is the one that coined the expression. The Rashbash says like this. He says, "Hemshach alayla, Hemshach alayla b'zachar yoyim, l'fi shalei hifsik v'sol daita shalei likrois." Says the Rashbash, "There's no svar be'etzim alayla halachar yoyim. The svar that alayla is halachar yoyim, zok the Rashbash, is because you were mafsik v'sol daita shalei likrois." There's no bets in the Lila's Al-Khayyim. The Lila's Al-Khayyim, because if you continue to learn at night, so there's no Haskadas. He says, after Shasil Daita Kfar, Cholok Lila Mayyim. Ukashayim and Likra is Tarach Lavarech. If you go to sleep, you wake up, so it's the middle of the night, says the Rashbash, why is it Lila Al-Khayyim? And the Brach you made Dan Shapater, there's no. Because you're ready to misalik das. When you went to sleep, you misalik das from learning. It was haskel das from learning. Now, so if he's there, it's not a vart be'etzem. It's a vart that you were misalik das. One second. You were misalik das. What? No, because it doesn't do this. It's an asa samakasha. Why is it a hefsek? So they talk about it. They talk about why it's brought out earlier this year. Why going to the bathroom is not hefsek. So now, halachas, they have to go in the bathroom also. So it's also not as for that. Okay? Now, so Mela like this. What's that? Before the bathroom is before the Rosh like this. Okay? When we read the Rosh before, when the Rosh said, we read the whole Rosh. B'nei Adam, Shogilim Tom Laskim B'tayr. I feel like she hates Laskayim, the Mariam Lasses, Sarchayim, the Lachs of Lulmai. The mind's always in learning. The Tom Dad Melmudim. Lachosh has Lina Bracha. Yeah? That's what the Rosh said. It's not Hefsek. Mashma. Talk to Rosh. V'chein. Im lamad b'layla. Halayla ol'chachar yayin. After the Rosh just got through telling me. Yeah? The Rosh just got through telling me what? What did Rosh tell me? That the guy that goes out to work, but his mind is on learning, so when he continues learning afterwards, he has to make no bracha. Why? Because no hefse, no hefse chadats. Says the Rosh, v'chein, im lamad b'layla, layla ol'chachar yayin. If it's like a Ben Yaina, the Bzenai Din, Birchus Tair is totally the Lion's Akar Chayim, called her cool, Yem Akar Lila, Birchus Tair is different. Like Yashami says, we're day workers, and we pay up at night. The part of the night is connected to the day. Yeah, then what does that do with the guys that are going out to work and their minds on learning? Elamai, it hurts Buch in the Rosh, like the Rosh Bash. Yeah, that you say the line of Chayim is because you were Messiah Nats. There's no Barb Edson. The reason why you don't mean to make new bracha by night is you were Messiah Nats. You didn't need to learn. One second. Mela says the Rosh, just like the guy that goes to work, his Nats is not learning. He doesn't make new bracha. So too, when I continue learning into the night, there's no Eschad Nats.
That's my dad.
One second. So Mela Fiza, if that's the Pshad, in the Rosh. Remember, that's the Pshat in the Mechaber. The Mechaber put down the Rosh. So the Mechaber says, Halai lahay l'chach rayayim, Atche Yashan, yeah? Atche Yashan, says the Magen Avraham, it's Mashma, until you go to sleep. So if you're up all night, and you go to sleep, you don't have to make a new bracha. In fact, you're saying, what are you talking about? It says, Halai l'chach rayayim, by the next day, it's not l'chach rayayim. It's not Halakha Yayim. Teretz is, according to the Rashbash, is beautiful. The Laila Halakha Yayim is not a din be'etz. Craig's longer than Yayin. It's not a din be'etz in Halakha Yayim. The Laila Halakha Yayim, Shazi, you want to say that's. So that's Mechavet Atche Yashan. So the Magen Avraham, even the next day, even though the day is Zichnat Halakha Yayim, but there's no, it's all Talian as Chadas. It's all Talian as Chadas. It's not a part that Laila Chachayayim. It's a part that there's no Eschadas. If I wasn't Messiah Chadas till the morning, the Vayit is no Eschadas. So Me'el Chachar, feed the Rashbash, Magaram is right. That if you didn't go to sleep, there's no Eschadas, you could continue learning. What? What does he do with the Atche Yashan? I guess he means Atche Yashan, Chad is at night. If he slept at night, that's what he's going to learn. Life of Atche Yashan. Then once you sleep, then you have to make a new bracha. That's how he's talking about a normal case. People don't sleep every night, right? He's talking about a normal case, yeah? A guy learns at night, he doesn't make a bracha until he goes to sleep. That's how Craig is going to learn. Let's begin out, that's going to be. Oh. What? When? Shavuos morning? That's a minute. The minute is that someone's might say everyone. No, there are many Gedolei Pais who say, do make a bracha in the morning. So, you know, if you're the Magen Avraham, if you were learning the Rosh, not like that. Say that. But Maisa, there are Gedolei Pais who say, you do. Chodesh, Kegan Arch Shalchan Maisa. The other place would say, you do make a bracha. What?
Is there a daf that make a bracha, like yourself? There's nothing wrong with something mentioned,
right? What do you mean? No, what's wrong with that? No, again, if you slept, before, and stay up all night, you can make a bracha yourself.
You could, we're saying that everyone knows there's nothing wrong.
You can make a bracha yourself, and even anyone who chayish shadagra, but we'll get the mishmur that bracha lehifs it anyway. No. Then you won't make a bracha yourself? No. Why should we do that? The first mask in Chag HaShavuos, Harein Dami would say, is Ma'amad Dersenu. So why is Shavuos called Chag HaShavuos? It should be called Chag Matan Torah. Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaPesach. We don't ask questions. This is part of the gathering of Shivan al-Drush, and also not to play the rest. So why does the Torah call it Chag HaShavuos? The first be what Dikr is Kabbalah's Torah. So the Rachaim HaKadosh in the Pasuk, the Rachaim on the Pasuk, it says the Moshe Benu went up to the Shemayim. So and then Hashem, what's the pasuk? Shmaya. Because the pasuk says, "Moshe Elokim v'yikra Elo Hashem minahar." Leim akoyseim lo beisakom. That was the process. So Ben Arachanka on the farshim, "Moshe Elokim." Who asked him to go up? Is afterwards v'yikra Elo Hashem minahar. Where did Moshe Benu have the chutzpah to go up when he wasn't invited? Dov Arachanka Kaddish. Say this. The Shemrei told him that at a snap, where Beitziach has Tavanes Lotim, Al Harazet. Moshe Benu knew where the Kabbalah's Torah was going to be given. So Moshe Benu went there. He made a cheshbin of the Eben Neman, and knew Hashem was going to give the Torah over here. So he went up before to be making himself Kabbalah's Torah. He knew already where it was going to be. So it says, he's up there, what's Pshat? M'hoya m'sakav af yukir Hashem eilav yiris rashlus umiyut cheshik b'davar. Zeh tekev kodam heichen atzma l'Allah. If he would have waited till Hashem calls him to come up, that would have been perceived as a rashlus and a miyut of cheshik that Moshe Benu wants to tire. So Moshe Benu, in order to avoid that, he went up before to show his gavalah cheshik. I saw Ruf Olshan brings down that the maral in a Jewish Talmud, I forgot to be safe, I'm glad to see the whole Olshan, in Jewish of Tyre, he says, he also asks the same question. He says even more. He says, the pshat is that it was a t'nai batsam in getting the Torah. It's a t'nai in getting the Torah. Because Moshe Benu had to show his gaval gecheshik and in his yearning to get the Torah, he had to go up there beforehand to show, I'm ready. Chaim says, it shouldn't look like a strashlos. The morale says, it's a t'nai in getting the Torah. Had Moshe Benu not done that, he wouldn't have gotten the Torah, he writes. Because in order for Hashem to give him the Torah, Chayyim is you have to show your gaval gecheshik, you have to show your gaval gerotzen and your sheifa to get the Torah. And he throws in, Ralph throws in the pasuk in the Neil. It says Yov Chachmasa L'Chakimin. So what's one? Hashem gives Chachmasa L'Chakimin. Then you have this. So those in the first mask, Chaim Shlevis has a shmuz that how does it ever start? Hashem gives chachma to the chacham leiv. How do you ever become a chacham leiv if you only become chacham leiv from Hashem? So he works with the svarna that is digging the svarna. We're not married now. His deal in the svarna, the pshat is that the what's the chacham leiv? Chacham leiv is the guy that has the rotzai, the guy that has the sheifis, the guy that wants the chachma. So by him, that's called the chacham leiv. That's called the chacham leiv. And so kol chacham nasa chachma. Guy that shows that he wants the chachma. The guy that has the sheifas for chachma and the rotzim for chachma. So him, Hashem gives the chachma. That's the maral is being mitzayin over here. The pasuk in the Neil says yov chachma so l'chakimin. That's what maral saying over here. In order for Kadosh Baruch Hu to give the Torah, he's only given it. Moshe Benu would have gone up to show that he can't wait to get the Torah. They want the Torah. Hashem shows he wants it. Okay, then I'll give it to you. That's the yov chachma so l'chakimin. Shaila is someone that wants it. Emerson, we find the pasuk. It's printed in the Talmud of Maritz. In Tevakshenu kekesef uchematmoinu techapsena oz tovin yiras Hashem v'das elakim timtza. In Tevakshenu kekesef, if you're going to be mevakish the kesef, like the Torah kesef uchematmoinu techapsena, and you're gonna search for the Torah like a treasure. Oz tov nearest Hashem, the das elokim timtza. Then you'll understand nearest Hashem and das elokim, the chachma of Hashem, you'll find. So, first of all, there's really two things over here. It's the bakshen kesef, that's a lower madrega. Stam, the bakasha, you want, you're mabakish, people want money. Yeah, people want money. So, you mabakish kesef, you mabakish terror, like people are mabakish money, you want money. But Shlomo Melech goes weiter. Shlomo Melech says, ukimat mainim. It could be the parallel. Makshen kesef and manchak manu. Oz tov yiras Hashem. Das lakim dinsa. So yiras Hashemayim. It could be enough. The imavakish. But kemat main the chapsen. Oz tovim of das Hashem lakim dinsa. For that kemat main the chapsen. The pshat is that you have to be. You have to search the Torah like you're searching for a treasure, a hidden treasure. And Rebbe Yaina initially says that. This shows the Ava. In Chaypes Matmainim, Shuhugel life, someone tells you, yeah, that in this courtyard, yeah, there's a treasure buried. Yeah? So you're gonna get out all your tools and you're gonna, you know, there's $100 million of jewelry sitting there, yeah? So you're gonna work your head off, yeah? Until you find it. Assuming you know, you trust the guy that is there, right? So, and it's not going to feel like it's hard work, yeah? Because you know that the pay at the end is $100 million, but even if it's $1 million, yeah? Then, so it's worth it. It's worth it. So Zadim Ben Yayin, that's the site over here. That Sasa Naichon Masech Kemaitzei Shal Rav, the Pasuk says. Sasa Naichon Masech Kemaitzei Shal Rav. That since you're searching the Torah like a mat mine, and you're viewing the Torah as a mat mine, so Mamela, the hard work is nothing to you. He says, Dr. Ben Yair, the fee, how much you search for the Torah, not just your mabakish the Torah. It's not enough to want to learn. Yeah, I want to learn. Not. You have to be, you have to work hard and knowing that it's a math mind, so that gives you the ability to talk and work hard, and you know that the results are. Mela. Zogar Ruf Moshe, that's the pshat why Chag HaShavuos is called Chag HaShavuos and not Chag Matan Torah. Because that's everyone knows the chinuch, that explains what is the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, when Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim and they knew Tavnas Kim HaRazeh, so they, when you know, a chos and a kala, they count the days, they make kinds of charts and kinds of things with the candies, with this, whatever it is that they, you know, till they get the countdown to the day, right? So Meili says there's a chinuch. The Kais all want to show that they're shteikikus for the Torah. So Meili, they counted the spirit, count each day, another day. So Mel, what is this? That's his side of Sphere. That's his side. That's him of Shavuos. Shavuos comes after the 7 weeks of counting Sphere. The pshat is the reason why we call it a Chag Shavuos, not Chag Matan Torah, is because the Iker is it was this Hachana. Because like the Maral says, without the Hachana, without the Shteikus, without the showing that you want the Torah, without the showing that you want the Torah, you're not going to get the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu had to go up on his own to the mountain, and then Vikrael Vilkim Mar Sinai, because that was a Tanai, that's in Gvalos Atar. So Mela, that's why in the Etzim name of the Shavuos, where being Maram is, that the Shavuos is meaning the counting, the Shteikus, the Bakasha for the Torah, that's what enables us in Kabbalah Torah. The Kiddua that Kabbalah's Torah wasn't a one-time deal. There's a lot of rayas that one of the rayas they bring down is that Rama says they can't do hakazas hadam on erev shavuos. You can't let blood on erev shavuos because he says when they got the Torah, there was a shade. What was the shade's name? There was a shade epis that was making trouble, and that shade. That's funny. Gitzer, that there was a shade that if you let blood, it will be a problem. Yeah? So the kasha is fine. It happened a couple thousand years ago. What does it do with me? Yeah? So what's wrong with this? You can't let blood. Elamai, no. You see that it's not the pshat that happened a few thousand years ago. The pshat is that the Kabbalah's Torah, for each and every one of us, on a national level, on a yachid level, that's in the Kabbalah's Torah, again, every year for each person. Memela. So if we're seeing that, it's called Chag HaShavuos, the Maral says, a tnai in the Kabbalah's Torah is you have to show your shteik, because if you show that Yerotzen, you have to show you Vakshenu Kesef, Chamayim Chapsenu, you have to show the Rotzen. So that's Negeya, it's a tnai, it's Negeya to us as well. The Mela, we slept a little bit time before Shavuos. So if we don't like the Shlosh Megbalah, yeah, still Shlosh Megbalah. So we don't look at it, you know, as just the time, you know, sleep the whole Shabbos afternoon, you know, balloon goes 3 hours and Friday, and Shul then sleep another. If you and Friday afternoon, make a Shnarka Seder today, not just players go to the beach, whatever it is, I don't know what the guys want to do, but yeah, okay. You have to realize, you have to show you want the Torah. Show you want the Torah. Spend the afternoon in Gula, or spend the afternoon doing other things, is not going to show Hashem that you're excited about the Torah, and that you want the Torah. And Mela, who knows what the Torah is going to look like next year. Not upon him, but Adarabba, if we take whatever's left and we show Hashem that our Ratzin is, we appreciate the Torah, we realize the Torah is Matmainim, we realize the Torah is Kesef, and we show our Shteikus in a real way, then we will be Zeichim as Hashem to Gvalt Gvalt.